From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. On the program today is Judy Smith, Executive Director and Rich Lowe Music Director from the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation. Each year, the foundation brings 13 free summer concerts to Lancaster on Sunday evenings for over 100,000 attendees. The amphitheater and the music series has been going on for 50 years. To celebrate this anniversary and help keep the series of super high-quality music free and completely open to the public, the foundation is sponsoring a fundraising campaign called Put a Candle on the Cake.
A candle can be sponsored for $1,000. Anyone that sponsors a candle for $1,000, we have special offerings for them. And I am so happy to say that August the 21st, for any candle sponsors that we have committed by August the 6th, they are going to be invited, those candle sponsors, to a very special birthday party. We're calling it Cheers for 50 Years Celebration. Nice. Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation.
Coming up, more about the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation's summer concert series, including a look at how the bands are selected and Rich Lowe's picks for his favorite shows over the years. Also, we're going to take a listen to the new album by Lancaster's Like Wild. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. This Saturday night, July 28th, we're proud to be partnering with the Hans Herr House to bring you the final show in the Music in the Orchard Summer Concert Series. This week, we welcome country songwriter Dave LaFever, along with York Bluegrassers Waiting on a Train. The concert starts at 6 p.m. on the grounds of the oldest historic home in Lancaster, the Hans Herr House in Willow Street, Pennsylvania. Admission is $5 for adults. Kids under 12 are free. Visit hansherr.org and click events to learn more about the concerts and all of the events happening at the Hans Herr House. Well, Kickstarter has become the way to raise money to help fund creative projects and business startups. Wood Stover Steve Carlson published a post on our blog back on June 24th that got some good conversation going about how sustainable this crowdfunding model is for a performing arts community. If you have any thoughts on this topic, visit our blog at woodstovehouse.com and let us know what you think by leaving a comment on the post. Speaking of Kickstarter, congratulations go out to The Winter Sounds and Joy Ike, two previous guests on the program who recently completed successful campaigns for their new albums. And check out the show post for links to two other friends of the Wood Stove House who are currently running active campaigns. Creative Works of Lancaster are raising funds for their Works in the Park free summer theater series at Musser Park in downtown Lancaster. This year, the group will be producing Room Service on August 9th, 10th, and 11th at 7 p.m. Look for a conversation with the group on an upcoming program to learn more about Room Service by Creative Works of Lancaster. And our good friend Heather Kropp, singer-songwriter from Pittsburgh, recently started a campaign for her new album called Chrysalis. Heather was one of our first guests on Around the Wood Stove way back in April of 2010, talking about her latest album at that time, Hestia. Here's a track from the album called Kite. It's Heather Kropp on Around the Wood Stove.
Catch an oyster all the way down to Mexico. Midwestern hearts tumble in dust like clowns in a rodeo. And so it goes, this currency of love. I feel like I'm tied down to the highest flying kite. Mind the speed of sound. I feel like I'm tied down, but my feet don't touch the ground, and I'm not coming down. I'm not coming down.
And that was a song called Kite by Heather Kropp on Around the Wood Stove. Visit today's show post for links to Kickstarter campaigns from Heather and Creative Works of Lancaster. And if you have any thoughts about Kickstarter as a way to fund creative projects, drop us a line or leave a comment on the website. Speaking of previous guests, our old friend singer-songwriter Hiram Ring returns to Lancaster for a special concert this Thursday evening, July 26th, at 7 p.m. at the Community Room. That's right above Prince Street Cafe at 19 North Prince Street in Lancaster. Hiram has been in Singapore and India studying rare and endangered languages for the past couple years, so this is a unique opportunity to catch him performing live. The concert is free, but donations will be accepted. and recent Around the Wood Stove guest Matt Wheeler opens the show at 7 p.m. Hiram was featured on episodes 3 and 20. Visit woodstovehouse.com and search for Hiram to listen to those episodes. In the meantime, here's a song from Hiram's album Breathe Deep. It's Go From Here by Hiram Ring on Around the Wood Stove.
As the sun goes down past the far horizon, let us stay and mourn the passing of a greater light. But as we wait, the dusk is rising. Breathe the soil, the sounds, the moon is climbing through the trees. As the colors change, the greenest grass is golden and edges soften, deepening to gray and blue. Then the light waves its final fingers, sip the twilight, smell the sweet breeze rustle through the leaves. I don't know where I go from here. There's a feeling in me, it's not very clear. Life is changing like the light is fading fast, but I know that you are here and you're very near.
I'm Jason Mundock and this is Around the Wood Stove. Coming up later on the program, we're going to take a listen to songs from the new album Carry On from Lancaster's Like Wild. But first, a conversation with Judy Smith and Rich Lowe from the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation. The foundation has been around for 50 years, bringing a free summer concert series to thousands and thousands of concertgoers each year. Judy is the executive director and Rich is the music director of the foundation. They joined me for a chat about the concert series, the annual Labor Day Arts and Crafts Show, and a campaign called Put a Candle on the Cake to celebrate the 50th anniversary and raise funds to keep it all going. Well, joining me at the Candy Factory is Judy Smith and Rich Lowe from the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation. Welcome to Around the Wood Stove.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. So this is an exciting year for the amphitheater. We're going to get into that in just a bit. But there are a lot of people who aren't familiar with the history of the amphitheater, including myself. When I found out that the amphitheater was 50 years old, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I've only been in this area for about 13 years. And just assumed that the concert series in the amphitheater was a relatively new thing. So, Judy, we'll start with you as the executive director of the foundation. Can you first tell us a little bit about your role with the amphitheater and then talk about the history?
Okay. Well, as executive director, I was hired by the Amphitheater Foundation. I'm starting my third year. And my main role is fundraising. And I am constantly just amazed because we are a two-person staff office. Everything is done by volunteers. I'm the executive director, and my main role fundraising, getting those sponsors for the concerts and the Art and Craft Festival. And we'll talk a little bit about our big 50th birthday campaign this year. But also we have an administrative assistant, Kate Stottlemyre. Everything else is done by volunteers.
Wow.
And it happens beautifully.
That's amazing.
It really is. And everything is in place. It's very professionally done. They're committed and dedicated volunteers.
Yeah, I'd say. Mm-hmm. I mean, just being at these shows, visiting these shows over the past few years, it's amazing what you're able to do.
Yes, and they do it with enthusiasm, and as I said, they're very dedicated. But the amphitheater building itself was built over 50 years ago by the Lancaster Sertoma Club, and then 2 years after that, the Sertoma Club helped set up the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation.
Okay.
And our mission is cultural programming, and we do that through the free Longs Park Summer Music Series, mm-hmm. which this year, that's what we're celebrating, the 50 years for the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation.
Okay.
We do the free Longs Park Summer Music Series. The volunteers that plan it, Rich Lowe is music director, they want to make sure that there are full 13 weeks of quality music, free to the community, and It happens, and it is partially funded by the Longs Park Art and Craft Festival, which is another part of the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation, again planned by volunteers. And that event is every Labor Day weekend, beginning the Friday of Labor Day weekend, closing mm-hmm. Monday. And as I said, that helps to partially fund the music and keep it free and the quality. I talk to people at the concerts, and they love the music. Whenever I talk about the music, they smile.
Yeah.
And that's what I truly love as a staff person, getting that response from people.
So has the concert series been going on for 50 years?
The concert series has been going on for 50 years, and Rich can probably talk about that more directly than I can.
So it's the concert series and then the arts and crafts.
The concert series starts the first Sunday in June,
okay.
every Sunday through the last Sunday in August. And then the Art and Craft Festival is Labor Day weekend, and that's pretty much it, the season. The music starts at 7:30. All people need to do is bring something to sit on. They can bring their own food if they wish, or we have food vendors there.
Right.
The park is smoke-free and alcohol-free. We have a dance area where people can get up and dance, or they can just dance where they're seated. It's a fun evening.
They're amazing concerts. Mm-hmm. I mean,
all ages, and people mention about the beautiful setting with the sun setting.
Yeah.
But all ages, all cultures, and I've talked with people that have said their parents brought them, and now they're bringing their children.
Nice. Yeah, I guess with 50 years, you have mm-hmm. a couple generations mm-hmm. there. Rich, talk about the music. What goes into planning this season of music?
Well, we have a committee of people that work on putting together the season. And we start in usually around October. We start to have meetings, and we'll meet once a month. And the committee varies 5-6 people usually. Mm-hmm. And people bring a different perspective, and that there's 5 entirely different, mostly different perspectives on the committee. I'm a rock and roll guy. There's another guy who's a big fan of Celtic and folk and acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a jazz guy.
That's great.
Yeah. So, but the idea is the committee meets from October. We usually nail it down sometime in April. This year was really late. We had one thing hanging. And the idea is to provide a really wide variety of musical styles and genres so that whoever will attract different core audiences every week. But our goal is to, and I think we've been pretty successful at it, is to provide music that you know that if you show up on a Sunday, you may or may not decide you like that particular band or that particular kind of music, but you'll hear really good music of whatever kind it is. And I think we've introduced a lot of people to stuff they otherwise wouldn't have listened to because they're just used to coming out on Sunday night.
So are you each bringing ideas of who to book, or do you use an agent that sets you up?
We all bring ideas of who to book, and we'll bring in CDs or lately what we've been doing is, you know, fire up the laptop, go to this YouTube site or this MySpace site or whatever. So everybody brings in ideas, and like I've already got a list of like 10 ideas for next year. Obviously they won't all get through.
All right.
And we also have relationships with agents that we've been dealing with over the years, different agencies, like Paul Lohr down in Nashville is a guy that we deal with, or Tom Gold out in San Francisco, agents who will tell us September, October, get an email. Here's what we got. Here's our roster. You know, Paul called me up this year. We opened with Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds out of Brooklyn, which is a great rock and roll band. Nice 9-piece band, horns, the whole deal. That came about from a chat I had with Paul Lohr, who said, hey, we just signed this new band. Go to this website. Go listen to them. I think you'll like them. I think they'll work at the park. So it's stuff we bring, stuff from agents. And I really tell everybody, hey, if you've got an idea, email us. We'll be more than happy to take a look at it. And we've gotten a lot of ideas just from people who go to the concerts and say, hey, I think you should bring in this band. So that's kind of how it gets put together. Series of meetings and everybody bringing stuff in.
So how long have you been involved with organizing the music?
Actually, a fairly long time.
Okay.
I started on the board in 1996, and this is actually my second go-round on the board. I went off, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, once we instituted term limits on the board. So I've been involved in it since 1996. This is my second stint as the music director. I've been on the music committee. Even when I wasn't on the board, I stayed on the music committee. The music committee is not necessarily all board members.
I see.
And so I've been involved in the music probably, it's got to be 14, 15 years now. I wasn't initially, but it's probably been about that long.
Did you have a favorite concert over those years?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. But I thought Grace Potter really ripped the place up a couple years ago.
That
was an opening show. Angelique Kidjo. World music, she's originally from Africa. She lives in Paris. And she was just an absolute delight. I mean, she was inspiring music, great musicianship, great band with her. At one point, there had to be like 30 children up on stage dancing and singing with her. I mean, it was just a wonderful, wonderful evening. I'm thinking that on July 22nd, I may have another favorite show. Dawes is coming in on July 22nd. I think they are a fabulous rock and roll band. I saw them in New York at the Strand a couple months ago, and they did just blew the place out. I think that's going to be another really, really good show. Yeah. And that, like, for me, that's right up my alley.
Are there any concerts in memory that that surprised you? In other words, maybe someone else booked them, and you thought, and you went, and you were like, wow.
Yeah, there was one. Actually, there was one last year. We booked Danny Korchmar, who is a fabulous session guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
We have this connection now in New York to session musicians in New York. So we're trying to do that like maybe once a year, tap into that vein. And he was the guitarist for James Taylor, Carole King, all that kind of stuff, and had his own group back. At any rate, so I'm thinking,
Right.
I wasn't that enthused, but I thought, I know it'll be good. The guy's
a great talent, right?
The guy's a great talent, there's no question about that. And they were great. It was four of them that play together when they can. You know, they're kind of an off and on band kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really, really good. And I learned, that's his song. Oh, that's his song. Oh, yeah, he wrote that. Because he was also a songwriter. So it was just a night of a real surprise. I was thinking, not that wild about this one. But, I got surprised.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you do.
Check out a blog post at woodstovehouse.com from July 13th called Tapping Into the Longs Park Crowd for a lively discussion about the Longs Park Summer Concert Series and its relationship to the local music scene. And now back to our conversation with Judy Smith and Rich Lowe from the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation on Around the Woodstove.
A show that stands out to me was the Felice Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the show, the stage was filled not just with kids, but I don't know, hundreds of people who are on that stage?
Yeah.
What do you folks think when you see people pouring onto the stage?
Oh, man, I cross my fingers. It's nerve-wracking. You know, it's sometimes, and I worry about two things. I worry about the artist on the stage
going,
what the hell is this? You know, and how can I play music in the midst of this? Although most of them, it turns out, love it.
Yeah, it seemed like they were drawing it.
Yeah,
but.
Well, yeah, the Felice Brothers, right. Yeah.
Of course.
Fairly loose group, so I worry about that, and I worry about somebody getting hurt or equipment getting damaged.
Yeah.
So it's nerve wracking when I see a whole crowd of people start to go up on the stage, and I just sit there.
It's exactly what I was thinking, sitting in the audience. I started watching these. Some of the original people were some kids I knew, and I saw them heading for the stage, and I thought,
Yeah.
I wonder what the folks who organize this show are thinking about this right now.
Yeah,
nervous. As a producer and a promoter, that's what I'm thinking of.
We're nervous when that happens.
It was a great time, though. It was a great way to end that concert.
It was a great show.
Judy, how about you? Is there a favorite concert in the years that you've been involved?
Well, immediately what comes to mind, they're all favorite because I'm a people watcher, and I love to see everybody enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
I love to see the people dancing. And one concert, I saw someone there with colored bands and that glowed in the dark. And he was totally experiencing the movement of the music, enjoying himself. He was totally alone, but it was a special evening. And I like that people can come by themselves or in groups. But Esperanza Spalding, she just had that quality. And now I've seen her on TV and most recently at I think, a Grammy Award show.
Won a Grammy
that
year.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
And people will say to me that they were someplace the night before and they had to pay $40, $50 for a ticket. And he said, and they said, here we are in Lancaster and it's free.
Right. And that's one of the things, the great things about the series mm-hmm. is that the quality of artists, whether they're up and coming or they're legendary, it's just really high quality music, like you mentioned before. It's just it's outstanding. I don't want to not talk about the arts and crafts show, because that's a big part of what the, because it only happens one time a year, and if you're a traveler on that weekend, you might not have been there. But it's still a big part of what you do. Can you talk about that a bit and the history?
Well, the Art and Craft Festival was started to help to fund the music. Because while the music is free, there are a lot of expenses that go to a Sunday evening. So the Amphitheater Foundation started the Longs Park Art and Craft Festival. It's always 4 days, Labor Day weekend. The artists, fine artists and craftspeople are juried in.
Okay.
They go through that process, which usually mm-hmm. happens. The Amphitheater Foundation accepts applications November to February. February, the juring process is done, and March 1st, the artists, craftspeople are notified. They come from all over the United States, over 200 of them. And even some from Canada and even farther away, I believe. But these are quality craftspeople, artists, and they enjoy coming to Longs Park Art and Craft Festival because they especially enjoy that the income from the Art and Craft Festival goes to the music. They love that. They enjoy coming because they're so well treated. And these are people that are probably traveling throughout the warm months of
sure.
the year. Quality, the people that come appreciate the quality of the work, and the downside of the Art and Craft Festival is that we're so dependent upon the weather.
Yeah.
And the weather can affect the income, which is why the Amphitheater Foundation has to get into other means of raising money to help fund the music and keep it free.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with performing artists who are from central Pennsylvania or passing through the area, and those who make the performing arts happen in and around Lancaster. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. And if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. Special thanks go out to Neil Presley and Tony Green for your recent generous contributions to the program. And now back to my conversation with Judy Smith and Rich Lowe from the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation.
And this all brings us to this year, which is the 50th anniversary of the amphitheater and the music series. And you have a special campaign going on. So, Judy, why don't you tell us about that?
We have a special campaign, which we have called Put a Candle on the Cake. And this is the 50th birthday celebration for Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation. We kicked it off the beginning of the year, and this will continue throughout 2012. And I'm thinking until we reach our goal of 50 candles or $50,000. And Put a Candle on the Cake, people can just write out that check, or for those people that can't do it, we invite them and encourage them to do some type of an event that would raise the money for them, whether that's a bake sale, a garage sale, whatever, or hold a birthday party themselves and mm-hmm. invite guests and ask their guests to bring checks, which can be turned over to the Amphitheater Foundation. But a candle can be sponsored for $1,000. Anyone that sponsors a candle for $1,000, we have special offerings for them, and I am so happy to say that August the 21st, for any candle sponsors that we have committed by August the 6th, they are going to be invited, those candle sponsors, to a very special birthday party. We're calling it Cheers for 50 Years Celebration.
Nice.
Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation. This event, this party, is going to be held at a very special home in Lancaster, the home of Paul and Judy Ware on Marietta Avenue. And 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening, there will be cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. And the hors d'oeuvres are going to be provided by Fenn's of Lancaster Restaurant and Late Night. And we'll unveil the cake. Any candles that we have lit, they are donors of $1,500. And also, the candle sponsors of $1,000 or more, in addition to being invited to the Cheers for 50 Years celebration, they will also get their name on a plaque that is presently being placed on the amphitheater exterior wall.
Wow.
And also those candle sponsors are invited to sign the wonderful birthday card that was designed by Hal Ager Design. That we have on the stage at the amphitheater every Sunday, and that will be taken to the and displayed at the Art and Craft Festival. And also, last but not least, the candle sponsors of $1,000 or more will get 4 Art and Craft Festival tickets. We want everybody to have fun with it. Birthday party should be fun. Yeah. And 50 years and 50 more years to the Amphitheater Foundation and the free music.
Well, that's great. So where are you now? What's your progress?
Right now, we are happy to say that we have 14 candles on our cake.
Okay.
I'd like to have 25 at least by August the 6th. Because keeping in mind that very special August 21st birthday party.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have raised almost $17,000.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on that so far, progress. So if someone were to say, have a party and organize some people to come over and raise that money, but it's a collective of, say, mm-hmm. 13 or 14 people, mm-hmm. Whose name gets on the plaque?
Well, that group has to decide. Well, that's they can have whatever name they want in the plaque.
That's up to them. The plaques, unfortunately, aren't big enough to put 13 names on.
Right, of course. But and everybody, you know,
come up with your own name for the group, and we'll put it on the wall of the amphitheater.
There you go.
Yeah.
And people can get details for this on our website at www.longspark.org. And there's also information on the website about the music and the Art and Craft Festival, anything they want to know about the Amphitheater Foundation.
And then how long will this campaign go? You said until, but will it go into next year if you're short of the 50 candles this year?
If we're short, we'll keep it going until we reach that goal of 50 candles, $50,000.
Well, thank you both for your work.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. It's been nice talking to you about this.
Yeah, and we will link up to all of this information on the website. So folks can go to the show post and get links to the 50 Candles campaign.
Terrific. Thank
links
you.
To Longs Park. I'm sure there's information about volunteering on the website. Is that right?
Yes.
There is,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay. And we'll make sure that it's available to everybody. Thank you all so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me about this.
Yeah, Jason, thanks.
Thank
it's
you.
It's been a real nice time.
The Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation is always looking for volunteers to help put on these amazing summer concerts at the park. Find out how you can become a volunteer, make a donation to put a candle on the cake, or just learn more about the summer concert series and arts and crafts show at longspark.org.
Can feel it in my chest every time I breathe. Taste it on my tongue when I try to speak. Like an ancient curse that will never leave inside of me. I'm looking for a change in the scenery, a higher purpose or some meaning. But it always comes back to the same routine inside of me.
Like Wild is a Lancaster area folk rock band based around the singing and songwriting of Patrick Hatt. Back in June of this year, the band released its latest record, a solid 7-song EP called Carry On. The album was recorded right here in Lancaster by Corey Gable at Pinup Recording. Here's a taste, it's the title track from Carry On, the new album by Like Wild on Around the Wood Stove.
You were born with eyes, gold as beans. But you can't see past your dreams. Nothing for you here but a life unclear that you lost when you were 17. You were giving legs so you could run. Go and chase after the sun.
Where the sea divides, in the trees provide a shelter you can call your home. Carry on, carry on.
That was Carry On, the title track from the new album by Lancaster's Like Wild. A mix of alt-country, folk, and old-school rock and roll, Like Wild brings a diverse collection of sounds on the new record that blends American roots music with the energy of current indie rock. Here's the album's opener. It's an upbeat take on apocalyptic romance. It's Rapture Love by Like Wild on Around the Wood Stove. Like Wild with Rapture Love on Around the Wood Stove. You can find the new Like Wild album Carry On all over the place. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Bandcamp, and many more. Link up to the band and the Longspark Amphitheater Foundation from the show post on our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post. Give us a good rating on iTunes and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.